Sach dor la par bay mission test. So or so khul shnar fa la tokh eat of be khimsa. If sourdough khul down to a dough, and the dough is also khul, and the sourdough khul causes the dough to become common. Ba akhar kakh na fa so or so truma. Oh, so or so khla kar be yesh po kedel khamet. Subsequently, some sourdough truma or khla kar fell into the dough also. And the sourdough of truma or klai karam is also enough to cause it to become chametz. The dough would be usur. And this case is a little bit different from the case we had in the previous mishnah. In the previous mishnah, we also discussed the case where the sourdough of kulin fell into a dough, and afterwards the sourdough of truma or klai karam fell into the dough. As in that case, the dough had not yet become chametz at the time the sourdough of truma or klai karam fell into the dough. But in this case, the dough had already become chametz by the time the sourdough of truma or klai karam fell into the dough. Even so, the Tanakhama says that the dough would be usur, as since the sourdough of truma or klai karam was enough to cause it to become chametz. Even though it had already become chametz previously, the dough would be usur. Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon holds in this case that the dough had already become chametz prior to the sourdough of truma or klai karam having fallen into the dough. The dough would be mutter even though the seor of truma or klai karam is enough to cause it to become chametz. As in this case, since it had already become chametz previously, when the seor of truma or klai karam falls to the dough, it is no thing tam l'fgam. It does not help the dough at all. Instead, it ruins it, makes it worse. And since it had already become chametz, when more sourdough falls in, the dough would become worse. As opposed to the case in the previous mishnah, where the seor of truma or klai karam fell into the dough prior to it becoming chametz. In that case, the seor of truma or klai karam in no same time l'shvach, it helps the dough become chametz faster. So in that case, Rabbi Shimon agrees that the dough would be mutter. But in this case, that the seor of truma or klai karam fell into the dough after it had already become chametz is no same time l'shvach, it makes it worse, so therefore it would be mutter, according to Rabbi Shimon. While Chacham holds, even though generally no sin tam l'fgam mutter, that when it makes it worse, it would be mutter. But in this case, since some extra sourdough had fallen in, this dough could be used to help other doughs become chametz. So even though the extra sourdough that fell in is not good for this dough, it makes it worse. But since now this dough could be used to help other doughs become chametz, we do not regard it as no sin tam l'fgam, and it would be also according to the Chacham. Second order per base mission here is Tavlin Shnaim Ushlosha Shema Me Min Echa Omishlosha. Arthur Umistar. Tavlin is spices or anything else that's put into a dish to give it flavor, such as onion or vinegar or wine. And the spices are a combination of two or three different types of isurim. You have one type of spice, but that spice is a combination of orla and klai karam and truma. And it was put into a dish to give it flavor. And combined, it's enough to give flavor to the dish, but each one separately does not give flavor to the dish. Or you have three different types of spices, but it's all the same type of iser. For example, you have pepper, and you have garlic, and you have onion, three different types of spices. And they're all the same type of iser. They're all klai hakarem. And it was put into a dish to give it flavor. And combined, they do give flavor to the dish, but each one separately is not enough to give flavor to the dish. They would combine to asur the dish. The dish would be asur since combined. They give flavor to the dish, even though each one separately is not enough to give flavor to the dish. Since altogether it is enough to give flavor to the dish would be asur. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Shnaim Ushlosha Shemos Mimin Echa. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the Tanakhama. According to Rabbi Shimon, if you have one type of spice, but that type of spice is a combination of two or three different types of isur, or you have two different types of spices, and both spices are the same type of isur, and they were put into a dish and combined, it's enough to give flavor to the dish, but each one separately does not give flavor to the dish. They would not combine to answer the dish. The dish would be mutter. And according to Rabbi Shimon, the only time the spices would make the dish asur is if it's one type of spice, and that type of spice is one type of iser, Then if it would give flavor to the dish would be awesome. But if it's only a combination of spices, or a combination of different types of isurin, and each spice separately does not give flavor to the dish, only together do they give flavor to the dish, according to Rabbi Shimon, they would not combine to offer the dish.